Hello there, traveler. Heading up the 7,000 steps, are you? Me? No. I'm actually on my way back down now. Yeah, I went all the way to the top. Would you like to sit with me? Just for a short while. I could use the company. You look like you could use the fire. It's kind of cold up here, and it only gets colder. Of course, it's no trouble. Please, do sit. Have you ever made the pilgrimage before? Me neither. Until now. Where do you hail from? That's quite a ways away. You journeyed all the way here just to see the monastery. That's some dedication. There must be something truly valuable for you on top of the mountain. I see. It is more about the journey. I can agree, and I can respect that. Though, if I may be honest, this isn't a journey I ever thought I'd be on. What inspired you to make the pilgrimage? You heard them. All the way from your home? I knew their voice rang far, but I didn't realize just how far. I was in Whiterun when I heard them. It shook me to my very core. It seems to have done so for a lot of people. One of the guards down in the town told me he hadn't seen so many visitors in years. The inns are filling up fast. Friendly advice, though. The path is pretty dangerous, especially the further up you go. You look like you can handle yourself, but just be prepared. I expected maybe some ice wolves, maybe even a bear. But I wasn't expecting the frost troll. Just keep a sharp eye. And a sharp blade. But it looks like you've already got one of those. Are you a soldier? I see. I don't mean to pry or make you uncomfortable. It matters not to me who you're fighting for, really. If you are even fighting. Although the Imperials did try to wrongfully behead me, so it did leave a bit of a bad taste in my mouth. Oh, yeah. The only reason I'm here talking to you is because that dragon dropped right out of the sky in the nick of time. I kid you not, I was in Helgen. My head was on the block when I saw it land on a sentry tower. No, I'm not a criminal. I was just mistaken for one. A man, I guess, a Stormcloak fellow, had stolen one of their horses. The horse had no distinct markings on it. I didn't know it was theirs. I bought it off him. They tracked it. Me. Down. Of course I offered to give it back. I didn't want any trouble. But they bound me and threw me in the wagon anyway. Ah, it's alright. It's in the past now. I have much bigger things on my mind. You know, when they called out, the Greybeards. They were calling for the Dragonborn. And I didn't really believe it at first. But I guess that's me. No, I'm not pulling your leg. I almost wish that I was. After Helgen was attacked, I went to Whiterun to warn them about the dragon in case it decided to show up there. Well, a dragon did show up there. It took a lot of force, but we brought it down. I absorbed its soul. And suddenly, I knew how to shout. I understood the voice. I knew it like it had always been a part of me. But I never studied it, or even really took much interest in it. And then I heard them call. I still didn't want to believe it. But I went anyway. You know, I never even really believed in the Dragonborn stories. And I didn't even really know much about them. To be honest, I thought they were a Nordic fairy tale. And I'm not even purely Nord. But I guess that didn't matter. Do you know much about the grandparents? When I was a kid, my grandfather would tell me stories about them. The Greybeards are an ancient and honored order of monks. For the most part, they lived in silence. The only one who really spoke to me was Arngeir, the eldest and most powerful. And even he only spoke a few words. But it took a lot of training and a lot of years for him to be able to do so. As for the others, their whispers created thunder, and he said that they are so powerful that if they were to utter more than that, the force of their voice would destroy me. The Order of the Greybeards was founded by a man called Jürgen Windcaller. It said that after the Battle of the Red Mountain, he meditated for 7 years. And eventually he came to the conclusion that the power of the voice should be used primarily as a means of obtaining enlightenment, rather than to be wielded as a tool of war. He called this new philosophy the Way of the Voice, and he preached a lifestyle of meditation and study of the voice and its power, which the Greybeards carry on to this day. The Greybeards have agreed to mentor me, to show me the way to use and hone this gift of mine. But before they can begin, I have to do something for them. They want me to obtain a relic. The Horn of Jürgen Windcaller. Once I return it to them, they'll help me. So, that's where I'm headed next. But, honestly, I've been sitting here for a while. I'm having a rough time bringing myself down the mountain. I feel that, somehow, while I'm up here, it's not really set in stone yet. But once I hit the ground, I'll have to face it. I'll bring them the horn. But then what? What do I do with this? I lived a very simple life. I always have. So it's just a bit overwhelming. But I would like to think that I could use this gift for something good. A lot of people are without hope. Their world is dark and bleak, and for many, tragic. If I could somehow lessen that burden, then that is what I would like to do. Just as you have lessened my burden by allowing me to bear my struggles to you. You're very kind, traveler. Very patient. You're the kind of soul that deserves to be on this mountain. I wish you safe travels. And if you should ever need anything, I'd like to return your kindness. Good luck.